Malachi 3, verse 6 says, I, the Lord, do not change, so you, the descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. A blessed good morning and a happy Independence Day to all our listeners in Barbados, and to all our overseas listeners who are tuning in via the internet. Greetings to you as well, and thank you all for joining us once again for another broadcast of Because He Lives, brought to you by the Church of the Nazarene, Barbados District, and made possible through the faithful sponsorship of Federal Motor Spares, located at Bank Hall, St. Michael. We continue to give God praise and thanks for their continued support of this radio ministry. Listeners, please, we encourage you to show your support by patronizing Federal Motor Spares, located at Bank Hall, St. Michael, for all your motor needs. Let us pray. Father Lord, we come to you today acknowledging your majesty and grace. We boldly approach your throne, Father, with all our burdens, joys, and cares. Whatever our individual states may be at this time, Lord, we bring it all to you, recognizing that you are our hope and our Redeemer, our Good Shepherd and our Savior. Without you, Lord, life itself is not worth living. So we thank you for being you. We thank you that you never change, Father, and throughout the ages from the beginning of time, you have remained consistent and your word remains unchanged. You are the God that cast planets and stars into existence, the same God that made a way for the Israelites through the wilderness. You are the very same God that brought our country to 59 years of independence today, and our church to 100 years of service in Barbados. We thank you, Lord, that you are here now with us, caring for us, loving us, directing and correcting us. You are I am that I am. And we lift our hearts, tongues, and souls in total praise and worship to you, because you are worthy. We commit this radio broadcast to your will, Father, and pray for your continued blessings on it today. We thank you for every person and organization that make this radio ministry possible each and every week. Bless all our listeners today, Father, and may your word do its holy work in their lives. We ask these things in no other name than Jesus Christ our Lord, with thanksgiving. Amen. Good morning again to all our listeners. I am Dwayne Roach, your host for the month of November, and I would like to say what a blessing it is to be with you again today and have the honor of closing this month's broadcast on this our country's Independence Day. And happy Independence Day again to our beautiful country, Barbados. For the entire month of November, we've been highlighting our local licensed ministers. We've been blessed to hear God's powerful word delivered by various speakers from our different churches across the country. Our speaker for today joins his peers as he shares with us what God has laid on his heart. But before I introduce our minister for today, I have one short announcement to share with you. Our centennial prayer session. In preparation for our church's centennial celebrations next year, commemorating 100 years since the Church of the Nazarene was planted here in our country, everyone is invited to join our district centennial prayer session on Zoom, happening Monday to Saturday from 5:30 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. For Zoom details to join these prayer sessions, please call our district office at 435-4444. Again, that number is 435-4444. Let's come together as we seek God's blessings and guidance for our centennial celebrations next year. Whether you're a Nazarene or not, you're warmly welcome to be a part of this special time of prayer. Our speaker for this morning hails from the Crane Church of the Nazarene, where he is the pastor there. He is a faithful and devoted husband with a passion for God and his word. It is an honor and a blessing to introduce our minister for today, Pastor Dwight Saul. Blessings on you, Pastor Saul, as you share the message that God has laid on your heart for his people.
Yes, thank you so much, Brother Dwayne. And it is a privilege to be here, especially as today is Independence Day. So happy Independence to all of you Barbadians listening to this program. I am well aware that food is being prepared in some household today. So if you are making conkeys, raise your hand. Sweetbread or poon, raise your hand. Cuckoo and some sort of fish, raise your hand, or mobby from the bar, or some good old Beijing ginger beer, raise your hand. But before I get too sidetracked, because this program is not about a food show, but today we want to talk about some spiritual food in these few moments that we will share together. So my prayer is that you receive both today, both the natural from whatever may come to your home, and also the spiritual as you go into the Word of God. So let us have a short word of prayer. Almighty God, I thank you for today. Thank you, dear Lord, that we are able to be here on this particular Sunday, listen to this program. Thank you for life and every single blessing that you will have given us this week. We pray that as we, dear Lord, shall go into the Word, that you will speak to us in a way as only you can. In Jesus' name, amen. So, beloved, our nation is celebrating 59 years of independence. And as proud Bajans, we may adorn ourselves in blue, yellow, and black. And some may have picnics, relax with family, go to church, and also just basically enjoy the holiday. And the Lord has given me what I may want to call a patriotic message for today. And if I was to ask the question, does everyone listening remember, or can you recall or recite the Pledge of Barbados? So if you can, I want you to repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to my country, Barbados, and to my flag, to uphold and defend their honor, and by my living, to do credit to my nation wherever I go. And today now, I want to teach you a new pledge this morning. And this pledge is what the sermon is about. The beauty about it is that it is not about if you are a Bajan, Antiguan, Jamaican, Trinidadian from the US or the UK or wherever you live, but this is a pledge for all believers. So are you ready? So once you're ready, repeat after me again. I pledge allegiance to Jesus, to uphold and defend his honor, and by my living, to bring glory to him wherever I go. That's our additional pledge for this morning. And you may have guessed it, what my title for my message today is that I pledge allegiance to Jesus. I pledge allegiance to Jesus. Beloved, I want to take you through a little journey in the book of Acts 3, 4, and 5, as we see how these three chapters can be applied to our lives today, and also how it's relevant during this independence time. Well, one of the main characters in these three chapters were the apostles, and the apostles had pledged allegiance to Jesus. And in so doing, they also pledge allegiance to three things. And these three things I want us to take a little deeper look in for this particular session today. The first thing I want us to understand is that, or the point is, to live for him. So I pledge allegiance to Jesus to live for him. This is Acts chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. So in chapter 3, we read about Peter and John going up to the temple to pray. The Bible records that as they were approaching the temple, they were stopped by a beggar on the side of the road. Apparently, this man was there every day begging for money. The man looked upon Peter and John and asked them for money. The Bible says that Peter stopped and told the man, "Look at me, silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give you." Peter was telling this man, "I don't have money, but I can give you what I have on the inside of me." Beloved, when we pledge allegiance to Jesus, we pledge to live for him. In all that we do and everywhere that we go, we pledge to represent him. If I am fully living for God, all I have to show you is him, because it comes out of me. It's in my character, it's in my demeanor, it's in how I look and how I respond. Our allegiance to Christ is of such that our lives are all about him. So when Peter heard the man's cry, all he could tell him is the sustaining force that he had. All Peter could show this man was the allegiance that he was a part of. All Peter had was Jesus, and he was telling the man that the allegiance of Jesus was of such that if you get it, It will change your world. The life of God has meaning for the believer, and it declares who they are and to whom they belong. And what Peter was saying to him basically is, all I have to give you is what or to whom I have pledged allegiance to, and that is Jesus. Let me give you an example of what I mean. If you've ever watched sports or some big sporting event, you might see a lot of flags and stuff like that. And when you see the blue, the yellow, and the black on the television, the first thing that comes to us as Barbadians is, look, that's the Barbadian flag. In other words, we know it because, and we know it not only because we are Barbadians, yes, but there is a specific connection because the flag represents the country to which we have pledged allegiance to. So whenever you see the flag, you say, that's my country. And when somebody wins a medal and the flag goes up on the in the rafters of the stadium, we have that sense of pride because we understand that not only are we proud to be Barbadians, but we also don't know that Grantley Prescott designed the flag, and that flag and the blue refers to the sea and the sky, and the yellow to the sandy beaches, and the broken trident to when we broke away from colonization, and our new independence. It represents the allegiance that we are a part of, and this is what Peter and John were showing. We're showing the beggar, I can only represent to you the allegiance of which I am a part of, and it's not to silver and it's not to gold, but it is to Jesus. And that's what Peter said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk. Because he was saying to this man, what you're asking me for, I don't have, but what I have pledged allegiance to, that I do have, and that I have the ability to pass on to you. But we also need to understand something, beloved, and that is that our allegiance can be tainted. What do I mean? I remember that I studied in Trinidad for about 4 years, and while I was there, I had realized that I had to pick up a lot of the slang in order to save money. What do I mean? Because I'm in Trinidad, they won't call it like going and get like a taxi. They would call it to go and catch a car. When you go and catch a car and the person hears the accent, the Barbadian accent, you will have found that sometimes the price will have not been the same price that the Trinidadians would have been charged. So I had to learn the slang and to song a particular way as a means so that when I get in the car and I say where I'm going, that it sounds more Trinidadian than it did Barbadian, as a means to make sure that I was quoted the correct fear. But after doing that for 4 years, when I came back to Barbados, sometimes when I spoke, people said that I sounded like a Trinidadian. So my allegiance was now questionable, because at times I was sounding like a Bajan, and then at times I was sounding like a Trini. So now this is important, because the same thing can happen with persons as they're seeking to serve the Lord. In Acts chapter 5 verses 1 to 11, we read about Ananias and Sapphira. And the Bible says they came to bring an offering. They came as ones who were portraying that they lived for God. But Peter, who was an authentic believer in him, and there was no question about his allegiance, he asked Ananias, how is it that Satan has filled your heart, that you have lied to the Holy Spirit? Beloved, God cannot be tricked. You might fool some people that you live for God. You may fool some person at work. You may fool some person at school or some person who may not know you well. But understand that when you come into contact with a believer, somebody who has the Spirit of God in them in full measure, they can discern the spirit that is in you. They can discern if you are tainted. They can discern if they hear another accent upon your lips. They can discern if something in your speech is not sounding fully as though you are fully sold out, fully have pledged allegiance to the Lord. Because when you pledge allegiance to Jesus, it means that we live for him. And in the living for him, it's not only in one aspect of our lives, but it's in every single aspect of our lives. So the first point is that we do what? That we live for him. The second point is not only that we pledge allegiance to Amadeus and we live for him, but secondly, that we also defend his honor. We defend his honor. And I want to look at Acts chapter 4, verses 7 to 12, and also verses 19 to 20. So in these verses, it tells us that after the same man who was healed by Peter and John, that after he was healed, he began to praise God. To praise God and worship him. And there were many people who came to see, and they were wondering as to what happened to the man and how this looked like the man. And Peter saw the crowd and he addressed them. However, the Sanhedrin, those religious persons, they were also in the crowd and they opposed Peter and his teaching. And they had he and John arrested. Now, when they were brought before the entire council, they questioned them about the power or name that enabled them to do such. And in the actual Greek terminology, the question was actually, who delegated power to you to do this? So they were asking him, where did you get the power from? And not only where did you get it, but who was the authority that delegated you to use such a power to be able to heal this man? And the Bible says that Peter, filled with the Spirit, let them know unequivocally that the delegation of power came through Jesus Christ, the man whom you killed, but whom God rose again. It was that power that healed the crippled man. You had rejected him, but he has risen and has become the cornerstone. And as a result, there is no name other than his through which salvation can be wrought. So Peter adamantly defended his Jesus, strongly spoke about the one to whom he had pledged allegiance to without fear. The Bible says that the council realized that these men were with Jesus, and they forbid Peter and John from talking about him. Let's just pause right there. The Bible says that the council realized that these men were with Jesus, and they realized that these men were with Jesus because of how they were behaving and also because of their language. Beloved, when persons see our behavior and they hear our language, can they testify in themselves or to somebody else that we are persons who have been with Jesus? In the same way, when somebody speaks and you're able to tell, say that person is from Antigua, or that person is from Bermuda, or that person is from Jamaica, you're able to identify it. Can somebody identify it and say, truly you have been with the Lord, truly you are somebody who has pledged allegiance to Jesus? And here's what the Sanhedrin was saying to them. But then they forbid Peter and John from talking about him. But Peter said, judge for yourself if I should obey a man or God, but I cannot help but speak about the things I've seen and heard. And the phrase "cannot help speaking" refers to continuous talk about the things that I have seen and heard. So in other words, it's continuous talk about Jesus. So the apostles were saying, we have experienced him for ourselves. We have heard and seen the things he has done. So don't come to me telling me to be quiet when it comes to Jesus. Don't tell me that I can't tell somebody about him. Don't tell me to shut up, because I've pledged allegiance to Jesus and I will defend his honor, because he has saved me. This is why we as Christians today, we can't allow persons to make us feel that we cannot talk about the goodness of God in our lives. Beloved, if God has been good, God has been good. If he has worked miracles in your life, he has worked miracles in your life. If because of your allegiance to God, he has put favor, and favor has followed you. And as it says in Psalm 20:23, that goodness and mercy following you, if that is your testimony, that is your testimony. Even if it means that all is not well, but you're still holding on to God, because we may not always like it, but you can't take away from me what the Lord has done for me. You can't take away from us what the Lord has done for us. The old hymn will say, some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood, some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. It may not have been perfect, it may not always have been well, but you can't stop the believer from talking about the one to whom they have pledged allegiance to. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. And he has done great things. And what Peter and John were saying is, do what you want to do. Say what you want to say. But you can't stop me from talking about my Jesus. And I don't want to encourage somebody today in the same way how they would have defended his honor and defended who he was. It's the same way, beloved, that with every breath that we have, we need to defend and let persons know that we trust in this God, and he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So the first point was, I pledge allegiance because to live for him. My point number two is, I pledge allegiance to Jesus, yes, and to defend his honor. And the third and final one that I want to share today is that I pledge allegiance to Jesus to bring glory to him. Now, I want us to understand something here as we look at Acts 5, verses 18 to 20, and also 29 to 32. The apostles now were arrested again for proclaiming Jesus and defending his honor, and they were put in jail. The Bible says that an angel came and opened up the doors and released them. But here is what had me. They were given orders by the angel to go into the courtyard and teach about Jesus. You understand? They were released to teach about him, to bring glory to his name. They were in prison, but there is no captivity that a man can be under that the power of God cannot release him from. I will say it again. There is no captivity that a man can be under that the power of God cannot release him from. So whatever your prison is, the Lord is powerful enough to meet you at the point of your need and deliver you from that captivity. The Bible says that when the men were freed, the guards didn't even know. The council believed that they were still locked up and were planning for them, but all the time the Lord has set them free. The enemy may seek to confine you and lock you up spiritually or emotionally, but I've come to tell somebody that they may think that you are there, but God, because beloved, I speak to your situation today to let you know that God can move in your circumstance, and the enemy will only find out after the fact that you have been freed, because he is God. He is God. And here is the thing, the apostles were freed, and you would think that the angel of the Lord will free them and say, all right, go forth, get away from here. But the Bible says that the angel of the Lord freed him and told him to go in the courtyard. So not be free and go and relax, but they were free to bring glory to his name by going into the courtyard and telling others of what he did. The Lord came to your cell and set you free, beloved, for you to go into your own courtyard. And your courtyard may not be where Peter and John went. Your courtyard may be your house. Your courtyard may be your community. Your courtyard may be your school. Your courtyard may be somebody next door, or may somebody you see in the supermarket. But he has set you free, not for you to keep it to yourself, but for you to bring glory to his name, to let others know, look at what God can do and how God can set and change a life and change my life. Beloved, we must tell somebody, it is not just for us alone to be on vacation, but we have to bring glory to his name. You know how sometimes persons want citizenship, but they only want it for certain perks? And that doesn't fly in Christianity. The apostles didn't pledge allegiance for perks, but they pledged allegiance because they wanted to live a life that reflects Christ. Listen, in verse 32, the apostle said, we are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. So essentially, they were saying, wherever we go, we will bring glory to his name, because the Spirit of the Lord lives within those who obey him. Beloved, the Holy Spirit is like a stamp upon us. Let me show you this. In Barbados, when we became independent, there was the coat of arms was developed and designed, and it represented the seal for the country. The emblems of the coat of arms are symbolic to Barbados. There are two flowers on the shield, the pride of Barbados and the bearded fig tree that was here for centuries ago. There is a dolphin, which represents the fishing industry, and the pelican, which represents the island that was just off of Barbados. A helmet with a reef and a man's hands holding sugar cane that are crossed together. The cane represents the sugar industry. This is the seal of Barbados. But now I want to show you our seal.
Our seal is the cross. The cross is our coat of arms. The cross of Jesus reminds us who we are as believers. For it's because of the cross that the Spirit of God now lives in us. And wherever we go, the Lord is with us. It's the Spirit of God that lives on the inside of us, that lives on the inside of every believer. That is our coat of arms. When we pledge allegiance to Jesus, He places His seal upon us and in us, and we are no longer the same, but are new creations through Him. So, beloved, we pledge allegiance to Jesus to live for Him, to defend His honor, and to bring glory to His name. So, on this Independence Day, I have just come to challenge, to remind, and to implore all of us that in the same way you know of Beijing, by the conquest with or without raisins, by the pudding and sauce, lean or mix, and the fish scale, some lacking fish and others done just right, let it be able to be said of us that we are also known as Christians by how we live for Him, defend His honor, and bring glory to His name. I pledge allegiance to Jesus to uphold and defend His honor, and by my living to bring glory to Him wherever I go. I pledge allegiance to Jesus. Do you? God bless.